This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root is on fire. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. What a crazy life I have, right? I do radio in the morning, Wayne Allen Root early edition, and I do about 2-3 hours of work and sales and business for my other businesses, and then I work out in the gym for an hour, and then I race into the room, and I look up all the most important articles on the internet that I think you will find interesting, that are significant to all of you. And then I staple them, and then they go, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Allen Root, I'm here. That's my life. Ta-da! So the big news of the day, is absolutely that Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, is free at last. Free at last! Free at last! Thank God. There is some slight justice in the United States of America. Some. Occasionally. When a Republican is involved. It's really fantastic. Judge Sullivan, terrible, terrible, terrible human being, probably one of the worst human beings I've ever seen in my entire life, this Judge Sullivan. Here's basically what happened. The Department of Justice looked at all the facts of the case and realized that Flynn was set up. It was a frame job by Obama and Biden. They should both be in prison. And they realized you can't put Flynn in prison or even have a conviction, even if there's no jail time. And they threw the whole case out and said, you can't charge the guy, drop all the charges, and throw the conviction out. Everything's gone. There was no conviction, actually, but he pleaded guilty. Everything's gone. Throw it all out. Innocent man. And this judge, Sullivan, who's a deep state Washington, D.C. loser, tried to keep it alive, even though the DOJ said, no more case, throw it out. And so they took it to an appeals court in Washington, and they threw it out, thank God, 2-1. And now Michael Flynn is finally a free man. That's what it took to get a Republican conservative off the hook, a patriot general off the hook. Judge Sullivan ordered to shut down and stand down. D.C. Appeals Court. And it was 2-1 because a good judge appointed by Trump and a good judge appointed by Bush said, let the man go. And an Obama judge voted to keep it going. It will never end. If you put liberals in charge of the United States of America, we will all be persecuted, just like Wayne Root. Me, I was persecuted by Obama and his IRS. The persecution will never end. And so the ruling is Sullivan must dismiss the case, and it must all be vacated. It's really just crazy. Just crazy. Appeals Court upholds Justice Department request to drop criminal case against Judge Michael Flynn, who said it, Donald J. Trump. And then he tweeted out, is James Comey and his band of dirty cops going to apologize to General Michael Flynn and many others for what they've done to ruin his life? What about Robert Mueller and his angry Democrat cronies? Are they going to say so sorry? What about Obama and Biden? And then we realized that all of this was overseen by Obama and Biden. Former VP and now 2020 Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden claimed months ago he knew nothing about the moves to investigate Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. But newly released documents prove otherwise. Biden, appearing on ABC News this week in May, was asked by news anchor and host George Stephanopoulos what he knew about moves to investigate Flynn while he was VP. And maybe Biden's telling the truth, right? Because he has dementia. That's very clear. I don't know if Biden can remember yesterday. And then at various times, he has flashbacks to things that happened in the 1940s. He's one of the weirdest people I've ever seen in my life. Seriously mentally deficient. Could not even be considered for president under any other normal circumstance. But we're in a very weird time. So a guy with dementia, clearly, who doesn't know, you know, if he hit a single, he'd run straight to third base. Doesn't know where he is, what he's doing, what day it is, what sport he's playing, what he's talking about. I'm not sure if he knows he's a Democrat. I've got a new name for the Democrat Party. They are dementiacrats. Anyone who supports Biden is just delusional. If you don't know he's got dementia, you're a dementiacrat or a dementia Democrat. Pick either one, President Trump. There's my brand for you. Dementia Democrats or dementiacrats or dementia rats. And he said, what Biden said on to George Stephanopoulos on ABC News show this week, I knew nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn. Which is amazing how big a lie that was. Newly released handwritten notes from former FBI agent Peter Schrock show not only was Biden aware of President Obama's order to investigate Flynn, Obama's order to investigate Flynn. Why isn't Obama indicted and sent to prison? Can you tell me? I think that should be my next column. Who has the balls to indict Barack Obama? Do we have the balls in this country? I don't think so. I don't even think Trump has the balls. Wayne Root has the balls. I'd stick that mother in jail for the rest of his life. Obama's the most evil person that's ever sat in the White House. The things he did and got away with are criminal. What he did was criminal, but getting away with it, even more criminal. No one prosecuting him, even more criminal. This is the man that went after me with the IRS because I was his Columbia College classmate and he didn't like I was telling everybody that he was never there. And so he sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy me and distract me for 3 years and ruin my life. And he sure did ruin Michael Flynn's life. All right, so newly released handwritten notes from former FBI agent Peter Strzok show that not only was Biden aware of President Trump's order to investigate Flynn, but he had suggested that Flynn had violated the 1799 Logan Act for speaking to then-Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, as the incoming national security advisor. Those phone calls, just some of hundreds Flynn had with foreign leaders during the transition period after the election. All of that is legal. Everybody does that. Were used as the basis for the Obama administration to continue investigating Flynn and to interview him and get him to admit to violating the Logan Act or get him to lie and be prosecuted for perjury. Previously released documents show the FBI had moved to end the investigation on whether Flynn was a Russian agent until Strzok intervened based on calls with Kislyak. That happened right around the time of the Obama Oval Office meeting. And all these Strzok notes were released on Wednesday. Today, after an outside prosecutor appointed by Attorney General Bill Barr to look into the FBI's handling of the investigation into Flynn, U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen found the notes and handed them over to the DOJ. The notes also show that Obama directed the FBI to have the right people look into Flynn. See, nobody knows the story I know that I saw 3 years ago before Trump was elected. I don't know why nobody's followed this story. General Flynn was great friends with a lady at the FBI. And that lady was being sexually harassed by Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, the number two man under Comey, one of the most vicious men that ever lived, whose wife got what I think is a $750,000 bribe from the Clintons' best friends while he was overseeing the investigation of Hillary Clinton. I mean, that is the worst scandal in FBI history, and everyone's forgotten that. And this woman was sexually harassed by Andrew McCabe, or so she claims. And she went to Michael Flynn and said, this guy is sexually harassing me, and he's the number two man at the FBI. Please protect me. Please go speak to him. And Flynn, General Flynn, went to McCabe's office and confronted him about sexually harassing this woman at the FBI. And from that moment on, Flynn was marked for death by McCabe. From that moment on, he wanted to destroy McCabe. Now, did I get this story right? I sure think I did. I got it from great sources. Everybody's either forgotten it, or they never saw it, or they never heard it, because the media covers up everything. And you know what's important in all of this? What's important in all of this is the reason it's happening. The overreaction, the economy, the overreaction to one black person being obviously, clearly manhandled and murdered by a police officer. Terrible thing. But look what happened after that. Rioting, looting, burning, the nation being destroyed, businesses boarded up if they weren't already looted and burned across this country. All of these are weapons of mass distraction. Because there's two things they're hiding. Number one, Biden cannot, should not, should never have been a presidential nominee. Biden has dementia. Biden is lost. Biden is lost in space. Remember that TV show? Biden is lost in space. He doesn't know where he is. I wouldn't be shocked if he wears adult diapers. I wouldn't be, I'm not joking. I'm not even kidding now. I wouldn't be shocked if his wife feeds him baby food. I wouldn't be shocked if he's got little notes on his hands telling him what to say. Something is really wrong with Joe Biden. He doesn't know where he is or what he's doing or what he's saying. He can't be the president of the United States. So Democrats are trying, it was the only one they had at the time. So Democrats are trying desperately to cover it all up, number one. And number two, they committed massive crimes and they're trying to cover those up. This is all coming out now, the kind of crimes that they committed in a coup against President Trump. And spying on President Trump and unmasking against Michael Flynn and President Trump's people. And I guarantee you the one part of the scandal no one's talking about. They didn't listen in on Trump just to find him guilty of a crime. Make sure the music's a little lower. They didn't listen in on Trump just to try and frame him and get him in trouble and convince everyone he committed a crime and kick him out of the presidency, impeach him, and then put him in prison. They listened in on Trump and Trump's people because they wanted to steal the election. Nobody's mentioning that. This was Watergate times 10,000. Everything they heard when they tapped Trump and spied on Trump and Trump's people, everything they heard went straight to Hillary and Hillary's people so she could always be one step ahead and steal the election the same way they stole the primary against Bernie Sanders. So all the terrible things going on in America today, the statue burning and the statue destroying, destruction, it's all a cover-up and a weapon of mass distraction to hide the crimes of the Democrat Party and to hide the dementia of basement Biden. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little bit later in the show, we'll have an interview with Dinesh D'Souza that I conducted a little bit earlier today. That'll be an interesting interview. Trust me, I was there. It was a very interesting interview. Guy's a great thinker, brilliant conservative. The MAGA Mall is one of the sponsors of this show, and they're the sponsors of this segment, and it is your one-stop online shopping mall, the MAGA Mall. Don't forget to put the in front, the MAGA Mall. One-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered, every star and stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10. So it's a Rolls-Royce quality at a Chevrolet price. And then we give you another 10% off when you say WAR10 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, magamall.com. Thanks for sponsoring the show. So I was telling you about Biden and what a loser he is. And a reporter from, I believe it's The Hill, is that right? Yes, Joe Concha, a media reporter for The Hill, was on Fox and Friends today, and he said Biden does not appear to be up to the task of holding the kind of press conference President Trump routinely holds. He admitted that Joe Biden lacks mental acuity, and said Democrats are saying that quietly. He said a lot of Democrats will tell you privately that Biden does not have the mental acuity he once had even a couple of years ago. And this is a candidate that would simply not be able to withstand the type of press conferences that the current president has. I mean, Biden hasn't held a press conference in 3 months. He's busy being fed baby food. His wife is probably changing his adult diapers in his basement. Very sad. Please don't say I'm being derogatory to Biden. I'm not. It's sad. I saw it with my grandfather. I've seen it with others. I'm telling you, the last moments of your life, when you are no longer there and your brain has deteriorated, are very sad. And the Democrat Party was so desperate, and his wife, obviously, Biden's wife, is so desperate to go down in history as a first lady. She's willing to do it for a month. You know, he'll be elected. I mean, I don't believe he'll be elected, but if he's elected, he'll be elected, and then within a month, they'll invoke the 25th Amendment and realize he's mentally ill. They'll all say, you know, during the whole campaign, no, 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 he's not mentally ill. What liars? Republicans are liars. Vicious people. And then the minute he's elected, yeah, 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 he's mentally ill. Get him out. And then the vice president becomes the president. Without ever campaigning, without ever being vetted, without ever being in the debate, without the American people ever having a chance to vote on the vice president, they will become the instant president. I'd say she will become, obviously, clearly, it'll be a black woman, will become the next president of the United States. I mean, that's all he's interviewing is black women. That's it. That's all under consideration. As far as I can see, one exception, Elizabeth Warren, but I don't think anyone assumes he's going to pick her, because then it'll be an all-white ticket. And they have no choice. If they want to get out the black vote, they got to have a black vice president, is their thinking. So that's why, you know, I see any Democrat who is willing to vote for this guy is a dementia-crat or a dementia-democrat. It's very embarrassing. You must not understand that your candidate is hiding in a basement, and that Terry McAuliffe, is the former governor of Virginia, best friend of the Clintons, privately told a gathering of high donor Democrats just a couple weeks ago that we're hiding Joe in the basement. We want to hide him all the way to November. Anytime he comes out, it's a mistake. And yet the media didn't play that up, and the average person doesn't know that. So when Wayne Root says Biden has dementia and he's hiding in the basement, the average liberal goes, or the average woman who isn't a liberal just doesn't really study politics, maybe, might hear me and go, wow, that's really rude. That's offensive. That's terrible. The Democrats all know what this guy is. All right, other big news. We have a new hero for the Republican Party. Mark my words. This guy is the new AOC of the GOP. Meet Madison Cawthorn. He's a 24-year-old, not even old enough to be a congressman. But at the moment he's elected, within a month of that, in December, I think, he becomes 25 years old and he qualifies for Congress. So he can actually serve. He's 24 years old, ran against 11 other Republicans for a North Carolina congressional seat. One of those Republicans was endorsed by President Trump and Ted Cruz and Mark Meadows, the chief of staff of Trump, whose seat he'd be taking over. And the person that was endorsed by all of them lost to the 24-year-old kid in a wheelchair who was paralyzed from the waist down in a car accident in his last year of high school. This kid is handsome. This kid is smart. This kid is well-spoken. Madison Cawthorn, our new AOC.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says an executive order on protecting monuments and statues will be ready by the end of the week.
We're going to have a very strong executive order, but we already have very strong. We have the Monuments Act already, which means 10 years in jail.
during a news conference at the White House with the president of Poland. President Trump says he's angry with the ongoing efforts by some protesters in cities to abuse or remove statues. Prosecutors in Georgia are formally charging three men involved in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery.
Today, the Glenn County Grand Jury did return an indictment against Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Bryan.
Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes announcing the men will face malice and felony murder charges in the shooting death of Arbery in February. The Dow lost 710 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. Before I get to my guest, I saw a tweet out there by Candace Owens. I think is one of the best tweets ever. I usually think my tweets are the best tweets ever, but this one's got to be good because I think it's one of the best tweets ever. Candace Owens said, I wonder if we're moving past the point of reconciliation with the left. Maybe we'd all be happier letting them pick a few states they could turn into their own country with no guns, no police, no statues, no genders, no flags, no men, and no electricity. We'll call it the United Freaks of America. I love that. That's got to be one of the greatest tweets I've ever heard in my entire life. And there's actually a soap opera actress, a Days of Our Lives star, Melissa Reeves. She's white, and she liked it online, and she's under fire for being a racist. You know, anything you like that's conservative, they kick you off TV, they kick you off movies, they kick you out of your job, they kick you out of the sports, out of play-by-play jobs. You're not the quarterback anymore for the New Orleans Saints. If you like anyone's comment that's conservative, oh, you're not a coach anymore. You know, the defensive coordinator for some team, I can't remember which team it is under huge fire now because he also, you know, sent out a tweet that was conservative. Oh, my God, your whole career and anything you do is over if you're a conservative. I mean, we're at a point in our country, it's like Nazi Germany. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Kristallnacht, it's like the night of the broken glass. You know, they're all laughing at us. They kick us in the face and break our store windows and set our businesses on fire and burn our books. And the only people that are right are them. Because they control the media. The most incredible thing I've ever seen. Meanwhile, shows like mine are booming. Because most people are in the silent majority and love what Wayne Root thinks and Donald Trump thinks and Karen Cataline thinks. She's on right now, my guest. Karen Cataline, she is a Jewish conservative commentator, columnist, talk show host, holds a master's degree from the devil, my alma mater, Columbia University. Karen, welcome to the show.
So glad to talk to you, Wayne. Always a pleasure to talk to you when you've been on my show.
What year did you get your master's from Columbia? What year was that?
83.
That's the year I graduated Columbia. Isn't that funny? 83.
You're kidding. And you know what?
Undergrad.
Barack Obama, I don't think, was there. I mean, it was a big school and all, but
well, you know,
I don't think he was there.
That's my story. Everyone who ever asked me, I said, I went there for 4 years, and I was political science like him, major, and I was pre-law like him. Never heard of him, never saw him, never met him. Don't know a soul who ever saw him, heard of him, or met him. Nobody in our entire class has ever met him. It's the most amazing story ever, but I don't know what that means, but I don't know. Maybe he was a CIA plant. I have no idea. It's the strangest thing.
Who knows?
Ever. Who knows? In any case.
You know what? Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, my experience at Columbia, and I talk about it often, was that almost every kid I ever met there bragged about being a communist. They were proud of it. And they said they wanted to bring the country down and bring the economy down. And they loved Cloward Piven, that plan to overwhelm the economy and overwhelm the system and then make all the business owners bankrupt and get on their hands and knees and beg government to save them. And then we'd make America a socialist nation. I heard that for 4 years. Are you a witness to the same type of conversations?
Well, guess where I went? I went to Columbia School of Social Work.
Oh,
and while I
deliver.
Did not take a class with Cloward, he was there when I was there. My best friend went to Columbia School of Social Work just to study with him.
Oh,
I was never a liberal, but I was not nearly as politically involved as I am today.
Yeah.
And it was such a given. It permeated the environment so much that, you know, until you get out, you don't even realize how much so. But it's worse now, now than it was in the 80s.
I'll tell you my signature story. We're on the line with Karen Cataline, and she is a Jewish conservative commentator from Columbia University and a talk show host. And my signature story is that when when Reagan was shot, which was, I believe, my freshman year, I'm pretty certain it was my first year at Columbia, and Reagan got shot, or maybe it was the second year, and Reagan got shot, and I was in a political science class, theater in the round, gigantic class, biggest one I ever took at Columbia, probably 200-300 students. I don't know. It was well over 200 students. And in a giant theater with ceilings really high, that so if someone talked, it would reverberate, it would echo. And the doors slammed open, and a kid ran in out of breath and screamed, "The president's been shot. They've assassinated Reagan." That's the words he used. I don't know if he misspoke or he'd heard the president was dead. And do you know what the response of the class was?
I'm afraid to ask, but I have a feeling I know.
Standing ovation, cheering, clapping, high-fiving, and people screaming, "Yeah, they killed that bastard." That was the reaction of my classmates, and I loved Reagan like he was almost like my father. I mean, I never met him, but to me, he was like my father, and that I love, you know? So,
that's
to me,
an example of leftist compassion right there.
Yeah, so, I mean, nothing has changed, that means. In all these years, nothing has changed, because that's how they would treat Trump. They'd be glad he got assassinated, they would cheer, and they'd give a standing ovation, act like it's New Year's. It would be the exact same thing. So, it's Columbia. That's Columbia.
Yeah.
So,
that's
talk
what
now.
It is. Yeah.
Talk now about the left's motive, you know, this cancel America thing, because it's very confusing to most people. They understand why you'd want to take down Confederate statues. I don't agree, but at least I understand why a black person would be offended by a Confederate statue or Confederate flag. I get that. I don't agree. I don't ever want to erase history, but I get it. But what's not understandable to anyone, Karen, is why would you want to erase abolitionists? Why would you want to erase Ulysses S. Grant? Why would you want to erase Lincoln? Why would you want to erase the guy who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key? What did those people do to you when they were freeing the slaves? Can you explain why they wanted to destroy statues of everyone?
Yeah, I can. Because, number one, it's an excuse to destroy America. It's really not about the statues. It's about erasing and canceling America. But further, what is so fascinating is that paradoxically, they're taking away our history and they're too ignorant to know it. So they don't really care that they're destroying the statue of an abolitionist. Or Lincoln, for heaven's sake, where 600,000 Americans died to fight the idea of slavery. They don't care. They've been taught that nothing matters except what happened last week and when I was born. Anything that happened before I was born doesn't matter. And besides, America's evil and has to go. So the more simplistic and ignorant the ideas, the more they embrace them. And plus, all of the narratives that we're being given are just a front. There's what they tell you is the reason. I'm talking about the leftist strategists now. There's what they tell you is the reason they're doing this, and then there's the real reason they're doing this, which is to topple America and our history and our heritage so they can replace it, very frankly, with socialist/communist world government. I know it sounds conspiratorial, but people who are watching it, we're living in what we're watching as a conspiracy, and that's really what's going on, Wayne.
Well, Karen, it's not just that it sounds conspiratorial, it sounds crazy, because who in their right mind would like Cuba or Venezuela or the old Soviet Union or East Germany and the Stasi when you've got freedom in America? Who would want that? But, you know, I lived it. I was at Columbia University from 79 to 83 when all my classmates told me this day and night. They hated America, they wanted to bring it down, and they wanted to make us a country like the Soviet Union or East Germany. And you can't believe what you're hearing. And even today, why would anyone want to be in Cuba or Venezuela? It's misery.
Because they're too ignorant to know how miserable it is. That's why. I have a piece right now, Wayne, that just dropped just today in Western Journal called "The Left Bullies Conservatives with Black and White Thinking." And it's really not about race. It's about creating a dichotomy where they are perfect and can do nothing wrong, and we're evil and can do nothing right. And that's the only way that they can get votes, is by first demonizing their opponents to such an extent that you are almost forced and bullied to have to vote for them. It's, you know, it's so ironic, because at Columbia School of Social Work, we were taught that black and white thinking which we also used to call splitting, was maladaptive and dysfunctional, which it is. It's a function of borderline personality disorder. If you think everybody is either all good or all bad and you think in these broad generalities, number one, you're not very intellectually honest or deep. But number two, it's actually a function of a little bit of mental health issue. If there's a problem there when you can't see the nuances and the grays, you know, in shades of gray. Remember when the left used to tell us that Republicans were absolutists and they don't think in shades of gray and, oh, we're just so more intellectually superior because we can think in shades of gray? Well, they end up doing everything they accuse us of.
Right. And, you know, I want to go back to what you said you studied at Columbia University for your master's degree. So did you practice social work for a while? Were you actually in that line of work?
I did. Yeah.
So what
I did a lot of different kinds of mental health clinical work, both groups and individuals.
So being a social worker in the past, what do you think about this idea of defund the police where, you know, people are in trouble, a woman's being beaten by her husband, and the police are going to get called, and they're going to send a social worker, not a cop? What do you think is going to happen to the social worker?
The social worker is going to be hammered, number one.
Exactly.
And number two, anybody who would do that, it's mentally ill to think that you can reason with somebody who wants to kill you. There's an old thing, which of course our Jewish people are phenomenally naive, phenomenally whatever. You know, if they tell you they want to kill you, believe them. If they tell you they want to destroy your country, believe them.
Hey, Karen. You hear the music, we got to run. It goes so fast on radio. Karen Cataline, her website is KarenCataline.com. Thank you for coming on the show, Karen.
My pleasure, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Finest Stone is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, the sponsor of this show is otherwise known as OptaVita. And it's their main product is OptaVita Nano Silver Soul. Say that four times fast. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul. Not bad. Proud of myself. I get a new prize. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul, which I drink every day now, is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In lab tests, it destroys dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a lozenge, a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. And I've arranged for them to create special bundles and discounts off their already low prices. All you do is when you call up, you say, discount code Wayne. Discount code Wayne. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. Toll-free 844-5-SILVER. 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com because, of course, they've got more than 50 U.S. patents. For their silver products, patentedsilver.com. All right. Even the founder of Black Entertainment Television thinks what's happening today is a joke. And this is a guy who, by the way, sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't. Sometimes he says nice things about Trump. Sometimes he says really bad things about the Democrat Party, and I applaud both of those. And then other times he says we owe, you know, $20 billion in reparations to black people in America, or maybe it's $20 trillion. I don't know. There's so many numbers floating around, I've lost track. We owe reparations. I think it might be in the trillions, is what Robert Johnson said, the founder of BET. But, you know, he does have common sense. He's not horrible on a lot of issues. Like I say, kind of good towards Trump and kind of negative towards Biden and the Democrat Party. And the BET founder, who was the first, I think the first ever black billionaire, mocks crowds pulling down statues and calls them borderline anarchists. Well, I don't think they're borderline anarchists. They're anarchists. He says people tearing down statues have the mistaken assumption that black people are sitting around cheering for them, saying, oh, my God, look at these white people. They're doing something so important for us. They're taking down the statue of a Civil War general. You know, black people, in my opinion, black people laugh at white people who do this the same way we laugh at white people who say, we got to take off the TV shows. I'm not sure what that means. I think he's saying, I don't know. Not sure what that means, but he's making fun of white people who think they're doing a favor for black people by taking down statues of southern generals. I wonder what he thinks about white people taking down statues of northern generals. And the President of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant, who led the battle. And Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves. What do you think about that? Yeah, he did become America's first black billionaire in 2001. And he is making a pitch for reparations, $14 trillion. See, I said $20 billion, but it might have been trillion. It gets confusing after a while. Billion, trillion, so many numbers thrown around, so much time for the printing press. It's just print fake money. It almost doesn't matter what it is anymore. Does it matter if it's $14 trillion or $14 billion? It's meaningless. We're spending more than we make, than we take in, every day, by a mile. He said the people who are tearing down statues, trying to make a statement, are basically borderline anarchists. They have no agenda other than we're going to topple a statue. It's not going to give a kid whose parents can't afford college the money to go to college. He's right. It's not going to close the labor gap between white workers and black workers. And it's not going to take people off welfare or food stamps. True. Does have common sense other than reparations, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm never going to give you reparations. Don't you understand that? Well, I just wish I could be in a room with him. I'll bet we'd agree on 70% of issues. And then when we get to reparations, I'd look at him and go, are you nuts? I don't owe black people anything. My grandparents on both sides got here in the early 1900s. They had nothing to do with slavery or the Civil War or anything that happened in those days. And I have nothing to do with any of it. And I don't care if your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave. I don't owe you anything. Nothing. Zero. Nada. Nothing. And you don't deserve anything. That's like me saying I'm a Jew. So therefore, you owe me money, Germany. You owe me money, Egypt. You owe me money, Italy. Because the Roman Empire had Jewish slaves. The Egyptians had Jewish slaves. Germany had Jewish slaves. You know how many years ago that was? It's got nothing to do with me now. You don't owe me anything. Screw you. I make it on my own. I don't bring it up every 5 minutes. It doesn't affect my life. Stop bringing it up. Get on with your life. Same thing with statues. It's the opposite. You know, Jewish people are successful because we don't ask for reparations. We don't expect reparations. We don't ask for your pity. And at the same time, we do believe in talking about the Holocaust. We do believe in talking about Auschwitz, where lots of Jews were literally gassed or incinerated or just shot in the back or hung. If we thought like liberals and Black Lives Matter and Antifa, we'd want to erase and topple Auschwitz. Jews don't want to erase Auschwitz. We want to keep it there as a reminder of what happened. And that's why the Jewish race is so successful. Everything you're doing is the opposite of what successful people do and think. Got that?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.